It's time now for a good old gospel song.
Play me some gospel music. Sing me a good old gospel song with a message that's true for me and for you and words we can all sing along.
Hello, I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to stay tuned for the next 30 minutes for a fresh look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our musical heritage.
Song like there's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, just as I am.
And now, here's today's good old gospel song.
Come on and play me some gospel music. Come on and sing me a good old gospel song. Singing Jesus loves me and some false harmony. And you've got a good old gospel song.
I've read all the city John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, and streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we'll know as we're let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where love once dwelled, who'd gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river.
Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where love once dwelled, who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river.
Welcome to the Good Old Gospel Song Radio Broadcast.
a musical look at the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs that make up our Christian musical heritage. You've been listening to the song Let's Meet by the River. It was number one back in the 1990s. In this last installment, we listen to some more of the number one songs from that decade, starting out with this song, Somebody Got Another Prayer Through. Yes, somebody touched the Lord.
My soul was sick and dying, bound in sin and shame. Somebody called upon the Lord until sweet redemption came. Somebody held me up to God. I was feeling down. I'm so glad somebody prayed so I can sing it now.
Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came.
Somebody called on Jesus' name.
Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
Now when I needed healing and felt too low to pray, somebody interceded and soon my healing came. Now help me, Lord, to pray for those who stand in need of prayer. And let it be said, yes, once more, somebody touched the Lord.
Somebody got another prayer through. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came.
Somebody
called on Jesus' name.
Somebody knocked upon heaven's door.
Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody got another prayer through. And somebody touched the Lord. Somebody just touched heaven for another need once more. Somebody prayed until the Spirit came.
Somebody
called on Jesus' name. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord. Somebody knocked upon heaven's door. Somebody touched the Lord.
As we stated in the last two episodes dealing with the 1990s, many of the songs that were number one had similar themes. Here are three songs that deal with the empty tomb. We're going to start out with the song A Borrowed Tomb, followed by the song Meanwhile in the Garden, and then that great song, Not Even a Stone.
They placed my Savior in Joseph's tomb and saw that the seal was sure. The Pharisees worried that someone would take him and things would be worse than before. But at the dawning of a new day, Mary found the stone rolled away. The angel said, he's not here anymore. It was a borrowed tomb that they placed him in that day. A borrowed tomb, because he knew he would not stay. He only needed a place for a little while. This body I live in is borrowed too. I can see signs of decay. But all will be well when I leave an empty shell, when he calls me away. 'Cause at the dawning of a new day, my soul will be gone away. I'll leave an empty tomb of clay. It's just a borrowed tomb that I was placed in one day. A borrowed tomb, because of him I
will not stay. I only need a place for a little while. Then my life on earth will end. This borrowed tomb will be empty, and I will live with him. This borrowed tomb will be empty, and I will live with him.
This body I live in is borrowed too. I can see signs of decay, but all will be well when I leave an empty shell, when he calls me away. 'Cause at the dawning of a new day, my soul will be gone away. I'll leave an empty tomb of clay. It's just a borrowed tomb that I was placed in one day, a borrowed tomb. Because of him, I will not stay. I only need a place for a little while. Then my life on earth will end. This borrowed tomb will be empty, and I will live with him. This borrowed tomb.
Jerusalem, roses were covered with dew. His friends had all come together, feeling afraid and confused. The past 3 days filled with sorrow, hours went off and they cried. The last time they'd gathered together was at a tomb with the Lord sealed inside. They spoke of the joy and the plenty, all the treasures he'd brought to their soul. And they must have spoke of all the healings and the miracles. It now seems such a long time ago. They remembered the last time they saw him. He was lying in a cold, dark tomb. But meanwhile in the garden at sunrise, victory had shattered the gloom. Meanwhile in the garden, the tomb he lay was empty at the first light of day. Left where he lay. Meanwhile in the garden, two angels were waiting for Mary to tell her the news. And the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated and bruised. Yes, the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated. Meanwhile in the garden at sunrise, victory has shattered the
led Jesus from a courtroom of mockery and nailed him to an old cross to die. They laughed at his statement, "I'll rise again, you'll see." One pierced a sharp spear in his side.
His cry, "It is finished," was heard from the side, he was placed in a tomb by his friends. His words were remembered by Mary as she cried, I must die, but I'll live again.
Not even the grave closed, not even a stone, not even the soldiers who watched all night long, not even the great Romans sealed at the door.
All the powers of darkness
couldn't hold down our Lord.
If you journey to Jerusalem, to the grave that held Jesus, you'll find that his body is gone. It shouts at the devil, you're defeated, Christ Jesus has won.
Not even the grave clothes, not even the stone, not even the soldiers who watched all night long, not even the great Romans sealed at the door. All the powers of darkness couldn't hold down our
stone. Not even the soldiers who watched all night long.
All the powers of darkness. All the powers of darkness. All the powers of darkness couldn't hold down our Lord.
Here's a song about praying for others. And I hope that my name comes up. And I know that when I'm sitting, many people's names come up in my mind. And this song simply says, when that happens, will you mention my name?
Would you mention my name every day when you pray? Would you mention my name? When you're down on your knees, when you're talking to Jesus, would you mention me? I don't want the fame that you've gained in this world. I don't want your diamonds or pearls. You don't have to bother with tending to me. All I ask is that you mention me. Would you please? Would you mention
forget when you plead.
There are times we find ourselves wondering what to do. It seems our back is against the wall and that there is no place to move. This number one song reminds us that God likes to move when nothing else will. Song. Gary Duty is the writer of this thought-provoking song, and while I haven't found the reason for his writing this song, it was obviously written to encourage us that nothing will destroy or remove the blood of Christ. The real story of the Exodus is the meat of this song. It deals with the death of the firstborn. When the death angel would pass that night, the only homes in which the firstborn would not die were the homes that had applied the blood from a spotless lamb. Gary Doody, using his imagination, wrote the first verse, zeroing in on one young boy who knows what's going to happen. In his fear, he cries out to his father to see if the blood is still there. The reply is in the chorus. He said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there to stay. The wind may blow and the rains may fall, but it just won't wash away. The blood will stand the raging storm. It's been applied with loving care. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood is still there."
One dark night down in Egypt, a fearful time had come for a young Hebrew boy who was his father's firstborn son. With the angel of death soon passing through, it was hard to fall asleep. As he lay there counting sheep, he thought of why the young lamb had to die, and why its blood was on the door. Through the wind and rain, did it still remain? He wanted to. So he called out to his father with a trembling voice, so scared, crying, "Father, please, will you look and see if the blood is still there?" And he said, "Son, now don't you worry, for the blood is there.
Sing me a good old gospel song. Don't be ashamed to mention the name of Jesus. Just sing it loud and strong.
Thank you for being with us for this episode of A Good Old Gospel Song. I'm Roger Walton, inviting you to join us again next week for another 30 minutes of our hymns, gospel songs, and musical heritage. A Good Old Gospel Song is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.